This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
And tonight we start off in Indonesia. And LGBTI exorcisms are on the rise.
Did you say exorcisms?
I did say exorcism, and we're not talking the horror movie from the 70s.
This is real life.
This is 21st century.
Or the even worse one where they remade it.
Yes, even worse. And these are, of course, Islamic exorcisms of LGBTI Indonesians, which are on the rise. These are known as rukia. The practice uses prayers and at times physical torture to drive out evil spirits. The therapy, in
so-called
inverted,
therapy,
inverted commas, can include being dunked in cold water and forced to eat ash. Experts denounce these conversion therapies because they cause serious psychological damage. Now, D.D. Otomo of the LGBTI organisation Gaya Nusantara said he had received increasing reports of people being forced to undergo such conversion therapy. These people finally come to LGBTI organisations like mine for peer counselling support after the experience, he said.
Of course, this is a part of a much bigger crackdown that's been going on in Indonesia across a variety of governments. There's not much of a voice coming from the national government as well to try and stop this. There have been mass demonstrations and attacks against the local LGBTI community.
Yeah, exactly. As you said, and there's, I read a news story a few weeks ago that was about one town in Sumatra that's also outlawed any form of what they so-called LGBTI propaganda education. So it seems to be, and again, it's just sort of run up to the elections next year. It's kind of driving a lot of this. Part of this horrible therapy involves corrective rape for lesbians, a horrendous practice, and this is part of all. And sadly, a lot of these rukia ceremonies, for lack of a better term, are or practices are filmed and put onto YouTube. So even a mainstream television station, Trans 7, even showed one of these rukia of a local gay man. So horrendous news.
Some better news across in Botswana, where the High Court of Botswana has set a date for a very highly anticipated hearing on the decriminalisation of homosexuality. Seems to be a bit of a push going on around the world at the moment. Currently, the punishment for gay sex is up to 7 years in prison. This court case has come out of one person, only given by the initials LM, who filed a petition in May arguing that the laws that currently criminalise homosexuality were unconstitutional. And the High Court has revealed that the 15th of March is the day that they will hear this ruling. They've sort of said there's been a delay, but due to logistical reasons, nothing else. However, it is really important that this has come up. It's come up also has the support of Lega Bibo, which is the local Botswana group that we've also had on the show here. They have been approved as what's called a friend of the court, so they can be in there as a part of the proceedings helping to challenge these rules in Botswana. So exciting stuff there.
Indeed.
So closer to home in Macronesia, a senator has really stuffed the sale of the month of historic events in Macronesia for the LGBTI community. So Senator Isaac Figure introduced a bill to Parliament to prevent trans people working for the national government. Now, the Federated States of Macronesia is an archipelago of islands in the Western Pacific. It's about 3,000 kilometres north of Eastern Australia.
We're talking about 105,000 people population, and what's the main religion?
Christianity. So it's actually been a quite good month for LGBTI community in the Macronesia. So on Monday, the country hosted its first ever Pride event and parade. Which was organised by the College of Macronesia. And in November, the Parliament passed a law which banned discrimination on act of race, sexual orientation, language or religion. And the same bill also decreed that no law shall be enacted which discriminates against people based on those determinations.
So this senator's bill, nobody's really quite sure where it's come from, but there has been universal horror expressed from both local LGBT groups and across the Pacific region.
And now back to Africa and Nigeria, where the presidential candidate has promised to protect LGBTI people.
Stop right there. A presidential candidate in Nigeria has said they will support or protect LGBTI people. Wow.
And I'll try to get this one out. Dr. Obi Ezekwesili promised to protect LGBTI people's right to live, according to reports. The candidate of the Allied Congress Party of Nigeria confirmed that she will support LGBT people in a speech at the Royal Institute of International Affairs in the UK.
So she said this in the UK, outside of the country, yeah, where it is not in the local spotlight, but how she got asked this was Bizzy Alimi, who is a Nigerian activist who's been on our show here before, great guy. He stood up and directly asked the question.
And she said it's partly based on her, due to her Christian faith. So she is, her husband is a pastor of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. So it's interesting this is coming from someone who's, you know, professed their faith in a country that, you know, faith often, like in Micronesia, often plays a dampening role, to say the least, on LGBTI rights and development. So interesting there. And there's other candidates have also in that same presidential race are also sort of voicing
softening their stance. I wouldn't quite go positive.
No, I wouldn't say positive,
not being
but
as
they,
negative.
They're at least saying that, you know, while it might be a Christian issue, it shouldn't be criminalised. That is homosexuality.
Now, in brief, in New Zealand, Auckland Pride has survived a vote of no confidence after their controversial vote to ban police from the parade.
And the USA, President Trump has nominated his new Attorney General, who has discriminated against people with HIV in the past.
South Africa. Africa has its first ever LGBTI games. Yay. Held in Durban.
And in Mexico, a Mexican gay couple has married in the US and had their marriage recognised back in Mexico. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.